Wow. Coming to Robin's Theater, doing a nationwide tour. What brought you to decide to go back to touring in the music end of this? I mean, you were so and are still doing incredibly well in the other side of the industry.
Honestly, I miss the connection with people. I've spent much of the last 30 years kind of locked in a room writing television shows and producing television shows. And what I realized is, having had, considerable success as a young guy with records and acting, performing, I missed that side of it. I was grateful that I was able to transition to the behind-the-scenes part of it, but honestly, melding storytelling, which is my main job, with the music and with a lot of hit songs from back in the day, and kind of weaving them into a narrative that felt authentic to my life now, while still offering whatever nostalgia value the songs will have for the audience, it felt like something I could do in a real way, in a committed way. And, you know, you take 40 years off, you don't know if anybody's going to show up, but gratefully they have, and they seem to be thrilled with this sort of mix of the stories and songs.
Well, let's be honest. You were probably the hottest artist in the late 70s. Every girl's poster child, and then really gone from the industry. Nobody knew what happened. And then here you are. I'll bet those fans are just craving more of you. Am I right? Do they really relate to those songs, those hit songs you had?
They do, but it's kind of come for the songs, leave for the stories. That's what I found out. The original... Like, my last concert back in the day was at the Astrodome in 1980 for 55,000 people. And I said goodnight, not thinking it would be my last concert for 40 years, but it was. And I went off and, you know, I've had this very successful life behind the scenes, and I'm grateful for it. And to be able to go out on a stage now and arguably sing the songs better than I could when I was a kid, because I haven't sung for 40 years, so I didn't burn my voice up. But be able to weave them together with a narrative about my life, about their lives, about my family, about kids, about our business, and offer it to them like a sort of full circle experience. I think it's not only really gratifying for them, it's certainly gratifying for me.
What did your family think when you said, hey, I think I'm going to go on the road and perform again?
Well, it's so funny you asked that question, because I literally talk about that in the show. I have a lot of kids. I have 7 kids.
Okay.
But none of these kids were alive when I said goodnight at the Astrodome. I was done. So the kids grow up with a guy who goes to an office. They're not even sure what I'm doing there, but I'm writing television, producing television. So imagine your dad, right?
Yeah.
All your life goes to an office, and then one day shows up at the breakfast table and says, hey, kids, guess what? I think I'm going to be a rock star, right? So dad is clearly having a nervous breakdown.
You know, how grateful are you that you made it through that rock era, and instead of going off some deep end and going down in some wherever rabbit hole that many people go to, you've had a very successful personal life and professional life elsewhere.
Yeah, not without challenges for sure, but I am really grateful. And I think a large part of the show is a survival story too, because people often ask me, like, how did you get through it? How did you make it? Because to your point, a lot of people don't. Mm. It's really hard when you're a young person to carry the weight of all that kind of success and attention and people wanting a part of you and piece of you. And
yeah.
I think if I got through with any dignity or grace, it's because I was able to watch 3 other members of my family go through it in various ways. My father, Broadway star, television actor, Emmy nominee, Tony winner. My mother, an Academy Award winner at 25 and big musical movie star, and then star of the Partridge Family with my brother David, who I also watched go through it.
Well, Sean, good luck with the show, and congratulations on this. And I look forward to whatever else you have coming up. Apparently, you've got another show that you're working on, and I'm sure it'll be successful as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it. And say hey to everybody and Warren for me.